Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God's favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
remembering
God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be.
So
why don't you give love?
We're friends.
God, love.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
And God,
favor.
That's true.
And some of them are our friends.
That's true, too.
Greetings. Welcome to the morning, to the Sunday Park broadcast of the name Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our regular listening audience, for joining us this morning. I'm having a little one moment here and trying to get this situated right today. Oh, right. Yes. Thank you very much for joining us as we greet you to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we have for you another beautiful broadcast today. The discussion today will be an interview with Death Part 2 from last week. And I pray that you enjoyed it. I understand some really enjoyable surprise. Something that most people don't want to talk about, but it's the reality of life. And most people don't want to face life and the reality that we're only passengers passing through, and we are on a journey. So therefore, the journey is death, and through death we enter into a different life altogether. So we have to face that reality and prepare for it. Stay prepared. An interview with death, part two. We have an appointment with death every day. Death comes before life, people. There are different forms of death. There is death of the mind, there is death of the soul, and there is death of the body. We don't die in all of these forms of death. We can't live. Most people think life is in self-desire, but self-desire is like fire. If you don't put out the fire, it will burn everything in its path. So self-desire is the same way. If you don't learn self-control, it will lead you to self-destruction and the destruction of other people and things. So if you don't think about death in all senses and ways, the only fight for you is the fire of self-destruction and people, this fire never ends. And this fire can't be put out with water. Only good morality can stop the burning of this fire of self-desire. People, yourself is your worst enemy, because people, yourself, will not submit to the will of Allah. The purpose of all of the spiritual life that Allah gave you. People, yourself is selfish. It only wants to please self. But people, all good comes from Allah. And all evil, weakness, and wickedness comes from your self-desires. But you can see, we have a strong, strong subject today. And we have people here who are prepared to bring to you the message in the way that you're not only going to be excited, but it's going to work with you people and make you think and wake you up for the time that it is some time we're living in. It's serious times. Stop playing, stop the sports, play games, enjoy it, and come alive. Who you are, what's going on, what must be done to make this world the world that Allah has chosen for it to be, and our Creator has chosen for it to be there. And now, without further delay, I will give you Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I would like to say peace be unto all the listening audience. That peace is said in the Arabic, assalamu alaikum. It only means the peace, the salam of the Creator be upon you. And you can have his peace if you attune your life back to his will, because one of his names or titles is As-Salam, the peace. You can't get peace from anyone but your Creator. You can't get peace out of the things he created, but only him. But that said, we're open with prayer. The opening prayer is called the Mother of the Quran, simply because it covers everything Allah said in the Quran. It covers it in that one chapter or surah. If you listen at the words, those words will take you through the whole Quran from the beginning of your life to the end of your life, like the sister say, on into your eternal heritage or spiritual life, if you're sincere. So this prayer, we just said in English for time sake. It is not necessary in Arabic. We need understanding. And we born in America, we understand English. So it will be said in English. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee that we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. So, as you can see, again, as the sister said, life is not a game. Life is not for sport. Life is not for play. Life here in this world for people, human beings, is for preparing for the real life, which comes after this life is over. And if you're playing all the time, and if you try also, like most people do, to possess these things, even people, then you will miss your life, because the only possession that each individual person have that they can call their own, the only possession we have that we can call our own is your immortal soul. It's your soul. Because why? Your soul will go on after your body dies. Your soul will continue after this earthly life is over. And after this whole earth and universe passes away, the soul will go on. The soul will return to the soul giver. And the soul giver is Allah, your creator, my creator, and the creator of everybody and everything. So, yes, we want to talk about an interview with Death. And I have something here. I want to just speak on this specific that I wrote down to share with you. I said here, people, interview with Death with every breath of your life. Interview your life with Death every breath of your life, because the Creator Allah say, with every breath of our life, we're dying. Every time you inhale and exhale, you die. See, so death is not the end of your life, like the sister said. Life begins with God consciousness in this world. If you don't come alive to God consciousness, I mean true God consciousness, which means that you are conscious that everything you see, including yourself, is really an illusion, and the only reality is the unseen spiritual world of the Creator all around you that you cannot see with your mortal eyes. His world is already here. It ain't to come. It's already here. He just put us in an illusionary world to test your faith, but his world is already here. And even though you see all this evil running around here with people, you know, the Creator is still in control. Evil is going to be destroyed, and the order of his creation in the heavens and on earth going to be restored like in the heavens. We see peace. We see righteousness, harmony in the heavens, in the orbits, in the heavens. And he's going to establish that peace again, he say, on his planet Earth soon. So if you want people to save yourself from the destruction that you see happening to people right now, as the co-host shared with me, and this is a powerful sign, but people like to forget things like this easily, most people, because they don't want to accept, they don't want to do a reality check on their own life. They don't want to believe that there's going to be an end to this life, that they're going to have to be resurrected from their death in the grave, and judge for the life they lived here, and based upon that judgment will determine whether they will spend eternity in the hellfire or in the eternal heaven of Allah. They don't want to believe that. And most Muslims don't want to believe it either. How do they show it in their conduct? You don't know a person by what they say. You know a person by what they do. I can tell you all day that I'm righteous. I can tell you all day I done made Hajj. I can tell you all day I make every Juma. I can tell you all day I make all my salat, my prayers. I give in charity all the time. Do that mean I'm righteous? No. What means that you're righteous? What means that you're righteous is that you're God conscious, that you fear to do anything that's wrong against His will, and that you fear to do wrong because you want to please Him, because you know in pleasing Him, He will save you from evil. He will save you from your own evil. He will save you from the evil of this world. So people, if you want to put an end to this death and destruction that you see all over the planet and in your own life, and this misery in your life that you're trying to pretend that you're happy, and you ain't happy, most Muslim, Christian, most people, you ain't happy. Why? Because you want to play that double, Allah say, worldly double dealing. You want to, on one hand, you want to try to find satisfaction in material things, and then you want to try to find satisfaction in the Creator. You can't do that and get satisfaction. The Creator said hearts only find satisfaction in the remembrance of Him, Allah. So people, the true worship and service of Allah is the only way we can destroy all of these forms of evil the sister talked about, seen and unseen. Evil, I want you to know, fears Allah, the Creator. So we as people, why don't we fear our Creator? Evil fears the Creator because evil is personified as Satan. He was once in heaven. He knows the power of Allah. He knows what Allah can do to you. He knows that Allah can make you wish you was dead and not let you die. That's hell right here on earth. That's most people's life. Not life, but that's that most people walking dead right now. They don't have life. They're miserable. And they're trying to, rather than come to the Creator for guidance to help them out of the misery, they turn to alcohol, drugs. They turn to freakish stuff like homosexuality, lesbianism, molesting children, all kinds of immoral acts, trying to get satisfaction out of these things rather than turn into good morality, which is God consciousness. People, this is what will save your life. Learn to fear Allah. Learn to sin. And if you fear Allah, Allah says for those who fear him, he will always prepare a way out no matter what you're going through. That is fear to displease Allah. And he said he will provide for them from sources they never could imagine. People, fear of Allah, and my conclusion at this time, it means to learn to fear, to break the moral laws Allah has established in all his creation and in the human being. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. I just got through speaking.
All right. Thank you. Yes, I had my little cough on me, so I stepped out away from the phone. All right. You are listening, as you can see, to Imam Shahid Chabah, Sunday's broadcast, Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us. We pray that you have enjoyed and are enjoying so far the message that he's bringing to you this morning. Strong and heavy message, and one for us to reflect on, people, as I said, seriously. We want to enjoy life. We're not saying we're not supposed to live and enjoy life, but some people want to try to take it that way. We're saying that we enjoy the time that we're here on earth, but we always stay conscious of the purpose of being here on earth, of our Creator, and the reason for being here, and the fact that we won't be here but for few minutes, a fleet moment, as we have said in the Quran and the spiritual books. We said we're here for only a fleet moment. And in that time that we're here, we have to strive to try to please our Creator, because that's where we're returning back to our Creator and our eternal home. And we do want that home to be with him in paradise, not in the hellfire. So we must stay conscious of the fact at all times, people, that this world is temporary. It's an illusion. It's not real. And we've been shown that every day in so many different situations. And the weather itself, storms, terrible storms that are happening now. And the towns that are being destroyed in every way. It's the storms with fires and all. And people. And the killings that are happening. The way we're just killing one another because of man's desire. Desire for selfish desire, destroying each other. So we want to be conscious of why we are here and come back to the purpose of pleasing our Creator on earth, and it will be pleasing to him when we return to him. All right, we do have some guests today. I see we have a few guests here, so let me call on our guests. We have a 336-409-0792.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's Abdul Kareem calling from Winston-Salem. How's everybody doing?
Fine, Abdul.
Everybody's doing it. Fine, all praises due to Allah. How about you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you for sharing this morning, mashallah. I just wanted to make one point of something that you hear all the time, but that's not correct. So it's another falsehood that we hear in society regularly. But when you look at Islam, it's 180 degrees. It's the exact opposite. And there's many things like that in Islam that just, you know, you see that the dunya reality, the reality of you know, just the street reality is one thing, but Allah's reality is something else, which plays so well into the theme that Imam Shaheed normally has, that this life is just not reality, you know, that the only reality is with Allah. But the one point I want to say is that you hear all the time that you only live once. And I don't know, growing up younger, I don't know how many things I tried or attempted to do because of that you only live once logo or a moniker that was thrown out there, like, you know, just to give you some courage that you don't really have because you only live once. And in Islam, we know that you only die once. You live twice. You live this life, and then you live in the next life with Allah. You live twice, and you only die once. So that one death that you have in that interview with, which is the topic that Imam Shaheed talked about, that one death is very, very, very important because you only do that once. You only have that one interview, and you either pass that interview or you fail that interview. But as far as life, you're going to live twice. You're going to live to do whatever you wanted to do in this dunya, and if Allah is happy with it, alhamdulillah, your next life is going to be a good one. And if Allah is not happy with the life, with the testing ground that He provided for you, with the training ground, with the proving ground, He's not happy with the results of your actions, then your next life, when you live again, in the life after this one, is going to be a miserable life. It's going to be a horrible life. It's going to be a life that that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. Okay, so this interview that we're talking about is very important because you only get that one interview. You only die once. You know, there's another saying that says a coward may die 1,000 times because he's scared to death every time something happens to him here in this dunya, here on this life. That he dies 1,000 times because he's terrified. But we know Islamically, you only really die once. And your soul is going to answer for how you acted on this life. And then when you go to the next life, you're going to be very, 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 very happy, pleased with Allah, and Allah pleased with you. But you'll be very, very, very disappointed. And the disappointment would last forever. I was listening to another scholar, and he said, you know, he was making how important that we can't grasp forever, you know. We think something's in front of us, something's going on now, it may last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and for us that seems like forever. But we could look back to yesterday, and we were just in high school. We could look back to yesterday, and we were just in grammar school, and it's 50 years later, you know. He said it's the entire earth was filled with sand. The entire planet was filled with sand. Every, not just Winston-Salem, not just Forsyth County, not just North Carolina, the entire planet was filled with sand. And you sent a bird to take one grain of sand every million years. When the bird was done taking the last grain of sand off the earth, you would still be in paradise in the hellfire. That's forever. That's forever. And you could add that to every billion years, you'd still be in the paradise or the hellfire. And that's forever. So when we do our deed and we say, man, things are tough, I had to, you know, I couldn't take the time to worship Allah the way I knew I was supposed to. I couldn't take the time to do these things, but I still love Allah. When we give that kind of lip service, but we didn't do anything to prove, to show that we love Allah, we're forgetting and we're thinking that this 20, 50, 60, 80 years that God blesses us to be on this earth, 100 years that God blesses us to be on this earth, we think that's going to be it. And we think that somehow we deserve His mercy to be in paradise forever. And then the prophet tells you stories just in these times when you think things are too difficult for you to pray when you're supposed to, or too difficult for you to follow Allah's rules when you're supposed to. Allah reminds you that there were people that holes were dug in the ground and they were sawed in half and they didn't give up their religion. We give up our religion because we don't want to switch the game. We want to watch the rest of the game. We give up our religion because we don't want to, break up with our girlfriend. We give up our religion for any small, trivial thing, like LeBron James Duncan is worth missing Salat. Okay? So we die once, but we live twice. And that life that we're going to have after this one is much, 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 many, much more times important than this life that we live in right here, because this life is just an illusion. And after that one death that we all, every single one of us, are going to experience, we are going to go to another life. And if we don't play our cards right, if we don't, act correctly, if we don't do what's necessary to at least be worthy of Allah's mercy, we are going to be very, very disappointed. And that's what I wanted to share, alhamdulillah, from thinking about the topic and hearing what the sister was saying, and, of course, hearing what the imam was saying, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very beautiful, well said, and keeps right in the theme with, the reality of how serious life is and how most people are not taking life serious. This is something that I'll say briefly, imam, that another thing, I used to look at, and I used to wonder, even as a little boy, why are they doing that? All our life here in America, as African-American, we always seen death glorified or worshipped. When people would die, you'd be out driving, people stopped, on the other side of the street when they could keep on going, just so the funeral procession, the cars on that side, can keep going. And they be showing great respect for that dead person, but why can't they show that respect for that person while they living? You follow me?
Right. I follow.
Why can't we respect life while we're living? There's another saying, if you're going to give me my flowers, you think about people putting flowers on your grave, why not give me my flowers or treat me good while I'm living? Why wait till I die and then go to crying and hollering and whooping and acting like, oh, I miss it so much. Oh, why? It was too early for them to die. Now, wait a minute. Did you create life and death? Are you going to say Allah took somebody too early? I mean, all of these type of things are misconceptions of the ignorance that especially African-Americans have been miseducated for over 400 years here in America by the white, Judaic, European, and told the total opposite of what our Creator wants us to know. He's put himself in the position as God. You see, this government of America, and they trying to act the role of God and give you the knowledge they want you to see and their view of life, which is really not life. It leads you into death. It's death. Look around you. In America, just America, you see nothing but death. They glorify sin in America. They just legalize homosexuality, lesbianism, same-sex marriage. Allah, the Creator, destroyed a town called Sodom and Gomorrah in the past for committing those acts. And even the prophet, Luke, peace be upon him, He told the man, he said, listen, this is how merciful Allah is. He said, listen, I know y'all been doing this for a long time, but if y'all stop right now, and I'll give you women, you can have the women, you can marry the women, then Allah will forgive y'all, and y'all can live a good life. And you know what they told him, just like these people today? No, We don't want no women. You know females. You know full well what we want. We want some men. And if you don't give us the men, we're going to kill you. So these people in this world today are the same in the majority of them. even Muslim too. If you don't go along with them, like me and my co-host, my ex-wife was saying, if you don't go along with them in them doing something against the will of Allah, they get mad with you. And Allah says, if you see your brother or sister in the wrong, call them back to the right. But you got most Muslims, don't even talk about Christians or nobody else, we're supposed to be leaders in faith for all people. And here, most Muslims are bad, terrible examples for all people, and that's why Allah is destroying more Muslims throughout the world than anybody else. Why? Because they are supposed to be responsible for leading in calling people back to the straight path of Allah, the righteousness of Allah, and the righteousness of the life his last prophet Muhammad lived, prayers and peace be upon him, who is a shaheed, a witness of the life Allah wants all people to live for the Muslim, and the Muslims are supposed to follow and live his example in the Quran so we can be a model example to call all people back to the way of Allah, their creator, the righteous life, not so much by talking Quran, by living Quran. Prophet Muhammad, he lived the Quran. His life was the Quran, not his just his words, his life. He, when people seen him, he reminded them of Allah. And then my conclusion statement from there, Prophet Muhammad said, when a true mu'min, believer, not Muslim, is seen, not heard, they remind people of Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Shaheed Shabazz. Yeah, you forget you today to bring you up a strong, strong message today to bring you up to reality of life. Reality of life is what we're hearing today. What life is really all about. And I have another guest here who's been on for a while, so we'll give that person a chance. If there's anything that you would like to say, would you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, you have a 336-604-1057 number. If there's anything
Hi.
That you would like to say. Oh, yes.
Hi, this is Evelyn. I was speaking with Shaheed yesterday.
How are you doing,
Evelyn?
Thank you.
I'm good. Excuse me?
Yes, I was going to ask you if there's any comment that you'd like to make or a question that you have.
I was just going to say that I'm grateful that Shaheed had given me this number so that I could hear the talk. They're very inspiring and encouraging because it's like you guys were saying about how the world is today. People are really just worshiping the creation instead of the creator.
Thank you. That is so true. Thank you very much. The way you
but is that all you have to say, sister? Is that all you have to say, sister?
Well, I've been learning a lot. Shaheed has come several times, and he's the only Muslim that he comes and he takes time out to talk to people and try to bring some light and some hope to people so that they can see the truth.
Thank you. And I do want
you to... I appreciate you guys.
And we appreciate you coming on, and I really thank the creator that of all the times I've been over in Greensboro, North Carolina, coming by, we've had some beautiful talks, and you come on and you sound so humble as you look, and you are, and I'm still praying for you that Allah will bless you to take an interest and want to learn more about this way of life, because it's not a religion. It's a way of life for all people and all things, because there's only one life, and that life comes from the Creator. He gives life, mm-hmm. and he gives death, you know? And
yeah.
I didn't get the message from you. I wish you would text me your your son-in-law from them or from Dearborn, Michigan, because I understand that is a Muslim city, the whole city. And we don't have too many cities in the United States of America that's a whole Muslim city. I'm talking about from the government on down.
Right.
So, you know, that would be just like me going over. I know, but I was asking you to ask him, can you give me his number so I can call him?
Oh, okay, I will.
Yeah, ask him to give you his number because, you know, time is of the essence, as the other beautiful brother man was saying. We don't know if we're going to die at the next breath. So the Creator say anything good that you're supposed to do, don't wait. He said, don't wait because the next breath could be your last breath and you won't get a chance to do that good.
Yes, that's true.
You see me out there all the time. Why? Because, you know, it might be a soul out there and they can't wait. They need to hear what I got to say, or else they may die that day, and they die and then know their Creator and what He wanted them to do just because I wasn't out there in place to give them the message of hope that He sent me to give them, like you said, about you.
Yes.
So I wish they were listening at the program because it's a beautiful program and we have some beautiful hosts on here, co-hosts, and I like to listen as well as I like to teach, you know. So I'm glad you came on. I hope you enjoyed the program, and I hope you won't go off the program even if you don't say no more. Please continue to listen, if you will, and please ask your son-in-law if you want to. I mean, it's no compulsion. Give me the number, his number, because I want to go to Dearborn, Michigan, and see that city soon.
Okay, I will.
I appreciate it, Evelyn. So you have a blessed day, and thank you for being honest and truthful, lady, because I ain't ran across too much of that lately, and you did come on the program, and we're very happy to have you on. Thank you very much, and have a blessed and beautiful day. Beautiful sunshine today. We was blessed with the greatest blessing to be given another chance in life, like the ma'am said. We ain't dead yet, so let's take advantage of this life while we got it, because we're going to have only one death, but we're going to have eternal life, those of us who submit and give our life back to our Creator and live a good life, free of sin. Stay away from sin. You're going to sin, but let it be a mistake. Don't let it be intentional. And I'm going to say this in my conclusion for you. The Creator say when your good that you do pleases you and the bad that you do displease you, then you know you are a true believer in Almighty God and you do fear Him. And you ain't got to be in no religion. It's already in your nature.
Thank you.
From wrong is already in your nature. We already know it. So I'm through.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And this beautiful sister, we thank her for coming on and joining us this morning. And thank her for the beautiful words that she's given to us. Of encouragement. We encourage one another. She's enjoying the program. She's receiving something from it. And we pray that she will pass information on to others that she speaks with and invite them to join us also. Listen in. And now we will give you our imam from Winston-Salem again. We'll give him a chance to see if there's another coming at this time that he would like to make.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Alhamdulillah. I noticed there's a little bit of a delay, so sometime I might stop talking or you start talking and we'll talk over each other, and I apologize if I do that, but alhamdulillah, it's always good when some of the people who dial in actually can be seen and then they can make some comments, whatever comments they make, because it's a benefit to everybody, to hear from everybody. You know, sometimes, like the imam said, I learn, and I learn more from listening than I do from talking. Because when I'm talking, I can easily make mistakes and say things that are incorrect. But when I'm listening,
that's right.
I get to hear information, alhamdulillah. And, I could just sit here for the hour and just listen. But if I share, I just pray that Allah gives me something to share that's beneficial to me and beneficial to whoever listens. But death is mentioned many, many times in the Quran. So, you know, we know it's something that's inevitable. And we need to be clear that it's something that's unavoidable for any of God's creation. On that day of judgment that we're preparing for, everything will die except Allah. Every plant, every tree, his angels, every human, every jinn, everything. And Allah will say, is there any other king but me? Is there anything out here but me? And there will be no answer because Allah is the only reality. He's the final reality. So he will eliminate everything in every universe, everywhere, in every space that he created will die.
That's right.
Except Allah. So you have wonderful people out there, like you mentioned, Imam, that have good in their hearts or have, you know, are good people by nature, but because they don't know that reality, they may pray to something else or worship something else or expect something else to be able to answer their prayers besides Allah. And that is a sin that we as Muslims believe that unless you ask for repentance, that's not a forgivable sin. That's a bigger sin than murder. And that's, again,
yes, it is.
180 degrees from what we learn out here in these streets, in the dunya, as we say, in the dunya. You know, just running around here, you think the biggest crime you could commit is murder. You think that's the worst thing you could do is commit murder. It's not the worst thing you could do. The worst thing you could do is worship something besides your creator. That is the worst thing you could do. Right? The worst thing you could do to a human being is murder, but you can't kill a human being or murder a human being unless Allah allows it. So that's not even something that's really in your control, you know? So you sinning against the creator of the world, the creator of you, the creator of me, is a worse sin than stealing, robbing, fornicating, murder, you name it. It's
idolatry.
Worse than that. Idolatry, you know, and we could go on. So people, you know, every listener, and the reminder benefits the believers, those who already know, is that the last, on the day of judgment, every single thing, everything will die. Even the angel Jibril, Mikael, Israfil, all of them, the angel of death will die on the day of judgment.
Sure will.
And nothing will be there but Allah. So if you think you can pray to a statue or a stone or a prophet or a messenger or Adam or Noah or Jesus or Muhammad, you could pray to anything except God, that day God is going to make sure everything else dies except him. The reality will be right in everybody's face that there is nothing worthy of worship but Allah. And then he's going to bring us back and start asking the questions. What did you do? Who did you worship? You know, why did you do this? Why did you do that? And once we have to start answering those questions, we become losers. Once we have to start answering for all our deeds, it's going to be a tough, long, dreary, bad day, you know. So if we can somehow get Allah's mercy, earn the mercy of Allah, and still live, it's not like Allah's not asking you to carry a ton of bricks back and forth to work, you know, barefoot each day. I mean, that's not what it is. Most people jumping in cars or jumping in trains and going to work with heat control and all of that. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not asking you to do something so difficult. Allah is not asking us to do something that's incredibly difficult. He said this religion is easy. We make it difficult, you know. Yes, you know, your nafs love money, wine, and women. It's your nafs. But you can have things legally. You can have money legally. You can have your beautiful wife legally. And no, we can't have wine. But those are small things to give up to please your Lord.
You know, there's people that are going to have to answer to not praying this prayer that's in right now, Salatul Dhuhr, because they want to watch the football game or the basketball game or the soccer game. And because of that, they're going to not pray. And next thing you know, Asr is going to be in. Then Maghrib, the next prayer, is going to be in. And they're going to still have not prayed. And when you ask, when Allah or the angel asks you, hey, why didn't you pray that prayer? You know, say, because, hey, the Knicks were playing, you know, or my favorite soccer team was playing. Or and that's really going to be your answer? That answer wouldn't pass here. It wouldn't work with you and me. You think it's going to work with Allah? So, alhamdulillah, you know, just once again, death is inevitable. The only thing that's going to survive death, the only entity, is the creator of the worlds. That's who we got to pray for. That's whose worship we got to, that's who we have to worship. That's whose aid we seek, thine aid we seek. And if we can't get it here, we are in miserable shape. Assalamu alaikum.
That's right. Wa alaikum salam. Very beautiful, well, clearly put. Thank you very much, Brother Imam Abdul Kareem. People, in this interview with death, we're talking about, here is something that the author of this book wrote, and it's so beautiful, and I just want to share it with you just briefly, but the profound message in it is so profound, it's soul-stirring, so it will move your soul, and it will cause your mind, if you never thought, to think. For the first time, this goes like this. The man say, as I lay here, are barely able to move my limbs, I feel trapped. I can do nothing but think, running my brief life over and over in my head. I know death is close now, and I try to gather my beliefs. I attempt to live a good life and to be kind to people. I didn't cheat, lie, steal, or murder. And I tried to hurt no one if I could help it. I struggled, though as my best I could, and I had everything a human strives for, to live a good life. I had an adoring family, a seasonable house, a beautiful car, lot of good food, and so many wonderful vacations that I count them. I feel like I can leave this world now and finally rest, letting my body slowly turn to dust. Ah, to feel no more pain or sorrow. Just tranquility, nothing less, nothingness, excuse me. I never believed in life after death, and I can't see any reason to start now. These beliefs I hold were good enough for my parents and their parents, and I believe I'm just another inhabitant of this planet whose time has come. Surrounded by loving family, I stoically await that time. Finally, the wails and moans of my relatives, I shudder, getting ready to breathe my last. That's it.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see, people, we have it going on this show, on this talk show. Yes, yes. We have a message for you that you've been waiting for. And we want to thank you for joining us, those of you in the audience who would like to say something, that are just listening in. Remember, push that number one button on the phone. Push number one on the phone. And when you push that number one time, your number shows up in our studio. And we will have you all, too, to join us and to give us some feedback as to how you are enjoying the show, what you're thinking about the show. And we're so thankful to have you, too, join us, whether you want to comment or not. We still enjoy your presence. We feel your presence And we're thankful that you can join us. I know I was talking to my son the other day. Say, you know, I was mentioning something about a show we had. He was saying, Mama, well, you know, I might not say nothing, but I do come on and listen sometimes. I just like to listen, so I come on and listen to the show, but I don't say anything. I said, well, that's good, too. That's what we want you to do. So, any of you out there who are listening but would like to say something, you must put the number one button in order for your number to show up in the studio, and then we will bring you on for a comment or a question. And now, Imam Shaheed Shabazz again.
Well, you know, I just want to say something briefly from this beautiful author of this book, Interview with Death. He says here, the final breath. And I want you to think about this, people, very much. This is very important. He says here, the final breath. It says, then why do you not, if you are exempt from future account, call back the soul if you are true in your claim of independence? Now, what this mean, people, what this mean, you know, most people I've heard a lot of people say, and even try to pull the people out of the casket, say, it ain't time for them to die. They died too soon. And, I mean, come on, listen to what you're saying. It ain't time for them to die. They died too soon. Who determines when you're coming into life and when you're going into life? Is it people or is it the Creator? So what the Creator is saying is that people, they don't want their loved ones to die. Okay? They don't. A lot of people now, their children are dying, the majority of them, before they die. And when we was growing up, and it's the same now, but it ain't really the same now. I'm 62. Because most people don't even care about their children, to be honest. But when we was coming up, they did, and they said, they prayed back 60 years ago and said, we pray to Almighty God. They were sincere because we were segregated here in this white, oppressive America with these white slave masters who treated us worse than any people been treated in slavery in the history of mankind. So they segregated us from themselves, so we had to go for ourselves, and we did, and we fared well when we wasn't with them. When we was in segregation, we realized that the only way we're going to make it, they're not going to help us, so we got to help ourselves. Today, we got away from that because the enemy, he integrated us in with his trickery and lies, and he's divided us from each other by giving some more than others, and putting that one that he gave more against the other one that he gave less, and say, don't tell them, and I'll give you more. All kinds of ways, but that's one big way. I'll give you a home. I'll let you live with $1 million and let them live poor. Don't think about the rest of them. You just think about yourself. This is called, back in slavery, the Negroes, the house Negro, and the fear Negro. The house Negro stayed in the house with the master. This is on the subject. And the fear Negro stayed out in the field. And the fear Negroes were the darker slaves, and the house Negroes were the lighter slaves that stayed in the attic or the basement. And they were the children that when the slave master had sex or intercourse with the black women, the child came out looking almost white. So he let the house Negro stay in the house with him, and the dark-skinned Negro stayed in the field. So this type of slave mentality is still going on. And I say this, how is it connected with the program? Because most African-American, I love my people, they are suffering a spiritual and mental death worse than any other people in the human race because of slave mentality. Still exists in the day in a psychological way that they'd have no clue about. 99.5% of them have no clue that they are in mental and psychological slavery. Well, what the Creator is saying If you think you're independent, if you think this is my car, my car, my house, my body, my life, I can do what I want to do with my life. If you, that right there is saying you're God. You're saying you're God. My. Every time you hear somebody say my or I, what did you create? Did you create something from nothing? Only a God, a creator, can create something from nothing. Now, if you're a human being and you didn't create something from nothing, then tell me how are you self-sufficient? And tell me how you're God when everything, like the ma'am said, you got, it's going to pass away. But this is so powerful what the Creator is saying here. He said, if you think you are God, when the loved one that you love so much, your wife, your husband, your children, when they are dying, and their soul is exiting through their throat, going up to God, to the heaven, back to the Creator, he said, call back that soul and put it back in the body and give that person life if you are God and your claim of independence in this temporary world. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum, my friend. You listen to the Sunday Sports Hill, Bobby Nam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And people, we are coming on strong, bringing a message to you that you need to listen seriously and be grateful for it, because most people don't want to talk about it. You know, they don't want to talk about it because they think they just want to hope and pray for somehow they're going to live forevermore. We know that's not the reality. But they're definitely in an illusion all together. And we must face the reality of our purpose on earth and the fact that we are only traveling, don't know when our travel will end. So therefore, we must prepare ourselves, and that is the reality. And also, we must realize, as Imam Shaheed Shabazz said, there are different forms of death, okay? He said there is the death of the mind, the death of the soul, the death of the body. So, there are three different kinds of death we're talking about here. And the first one, the death of the mind, seems like the majority of the people are already in that stage of existence. They're not living life, they're living a death. You can care about what they do, how they act, how they think. Whether they're alive or not, even though they're moving about here on 2 feet and running their mouth, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're alive. And then there's the death of the soul, when we lost all feeling for each other, don't care about each other, you know, cold heart, cruel, the way we treat one another. We can tell whether the people are dead in that respect or not, or whether they're living, showing love, showing concern, showing absolute sympathy, compassion for one another, being kind and good to one another, then your soul is alive. So we see people. But once that body is gone, that's the real death. That's it. That's all of it. That sums it up. But the others, we have a chance. We have a chance to make it right. And to come back
that's
to
right.
life again. But in the last one, that's it. So we need to be really serious about and meditate on self first and ask ourselves, are we living to please our Creator? Are we living the life that we're supposed to be living? Are we satisfied with the life that we're living? What is bothering us, huh? How do we feel when we know we're doing what we shouldn't be doing? If you don't feel right, that's a merciful law letting you know. No, no, you shouldn't do this. Come back. Come away from it. And now, people would like to know if there's anyone out in the audience who's listening. Again, I'm giving you another chance to come on and express yourself. If you would like to have anything to say, just push the number one button. Thank you for joining us. Continue to listen. I think we have a few more minutes here, about 15 more minutes. And we will get the show back from Imam Shaheed Shabazz now.
Okay, I just wanted to say briefly, I hear a little noise in the background. That is a little distractive. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's a little distractive.
All right, but it's probably in the studio. Let me see. Do we have another? Oh, we do have. I still have someone that's tuned in here. It might be in their background. I didn't realize that I hadn't taken them off the studio button yet. So it might be a little noise that you hear in that background.
Yeah, that's
all
what
right.
I was thinking.
Okay.
Well, at this time, I would, excuse me. Do you want me to continue?
Yes, me.
Okay, since we don't have that much time, time do go by fast when you are in a tune with the Creator, because we're really, what it's saying, there is no time. See, we're only here and put in a world that's called man-made time. Do you know actually that time for the believers in Allah is not judged by 24 hours in a day? Time is judged by the creation, the sun and the moon and the stars and the creation. Every Ramadan we have as believers in the Islamic way of life, it comes around when the new moon comes back around. And we know that it's sunset. When the sun rises and the sun set, we know the day is over. That day is over. And then when the sun rises again, that's a new day. But in this world, they tell you it's 24 hours in a day. No, it's not. It's only a day when the sun rises and the sun sets. That's a day. So our Creator said in my concluding statements that if we only but knew how short our time is here, we will live our life when He bless us to wake up to see sunrise. We will live as if though He ain't going to let us live to see sunset, being prepared for death, for Him to be ready to for death so we can enter eternal life after our resurrection and judgment. And He said, he bless us to live to see sunset. We should live as if though we ain't going to see sunrise. That is, stay conscious of your Creator and praise Him, thank Him, ask Him for protection from your own evil ways and desires and the evil of this evil world. And the Creator say the root of all evil is the love of this material world. Why? Because He says an illusion. An illusion is a magician, He called it. And when we look on TV and see magicians, they try to make things appear that ain't really there. That's how this world is. And we, too, as people in the world, we think we're here and think this world is here, but it really ain't nothing here. It's only the reality of the Creator's here that you cannot see. And that's the first thing He say if you want to be a true believer in Him. He said, you must what? Believe in the unseen. But first, before He said that, He said, you must fear Him. See, and then believe in the unseen. Why? Why is it in that order? Because if you don't fear the Creator, you ain't going to believe in the unseen. Because what is the fear of the Creator? The fear of the Creator, again, is to fear to do things that's going to bring about evil, that's going to bring about harm to yourself, that's going to bring about harm to others. If you fear to do that, then that proves to the Creator that you believe in His unseen reality, that He see you and know what you are doing, even though you don't see Him. He see you. And He say, not only do He see what you are doing, He say He knows the secrets in your heart. He know what you intend to do in your heart, even before you know it. And He said the believers in Him intentions is better than our actions. And He said the ungodly people, their intentions is worse than the evil deeds they do. Assalamu alaikum. I want Imam Abdul Karim to come on and give a few comments and close out with prayer if he want to do that.
All right. Imam Karim, yes. We have him back on now. As soon as I can bring him on here, I sound like him now.
Wa alaykum salam. Wa alaykum salam.
All right, we're going to have you on now for a few comments before we close out today.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that, Imam Shahid, for having me close out, inshallah. But inshallah, just to wrap it up and sum it up, knowing is important. There's responsibility that comes with knowing your Creator and knowing what your Creator has planned for you. There's responsibility for that. It's like knowing you have a test coming up, or you know, knowing that you have to eat tonight, so you have to somehow provide some kind of food, or knowing that it's going to be cold when you go outside, so that you put on a coat and a scarf and a hat. You know, when you know, it's different than when you don't know. And we all know that our Creator is the only thing, only deity worthy of worship. Allah is the only thing worthy of worship, and He's the only thing that has no death, that is going to survive, that was not born, will not die. And all of us and everything else are going to die. So we have to worship
Allah. Imam, I just want to, excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you. I just want to correct one statement you said. I know you mean well, but in the time we're speaking, we don't want to ever say Allah is a thing, or Allah, because in this English language, because Allah is not a thing, and you've been saying things, but I know you mean what you mean, but other people might not know, but Allah is not a thing. Allah is the only reality.
Right, the deity, reality, alhamdulillah, and I appreciate thank you for correcting me, because that's another big problem. You make a mistake, and that mistake gets spread out all over, and then somebody pulls your coat and says, hey, you made a mistake, and how do I go back and correct a mistake where hundreds of people heard me say thing, and I've said that more than once, astaghfirullah, udhu billah, pray that Allah forgives me, and how do you take that back? How do you correct that? So thank you, brother. You know, for correcting that. And I pray that Allah forgives me for any mistakes that I've made. But Allah is the only deity worthy of worship, the only reality of worship in truth. And knowing that means that we have to try our utmost best. And my best might be different than your best. And the sister's best might be different than my best. But as long as we're trying our best, Allah is going to reward us for that. And somebody's best might reach the sun, moon, and stars. And somebody else's best may not get off the ground. But if that's the best they could do, Allah is the Al-Ghafur Al-Rahim, the most gracious and the most merciful. But when you don't put forth an effort, when you dunk and you don't put forth a Herculean effort to try to dunk, when you could run and you don't put forth the effort to even walk, when you could swim and you don't put forth an effort to even wet your shoes, then, you know, you're going to have to answer to Allah. So I'm going to end with the, inshallah, with Fatiha, and close out with the, you know, with the Lord's, with the prayer that Allah, that has been named Umul Quran, the mother of Quran, that we read minimum 17 times a day. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmi deen. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الحمد لله
آمين
All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the most gracious, the most merciful. You alone we worship, you alone we pray for help. And show us the straight path, O Allah. We ask that you show us the straight path, the path that you have blessed, and not the path of those who have earned your wrath or who have gone astray. Amen. Amen.
Ameen.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you for joining us today. And you have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Dancecast. Another beautiful discussion, a spiritual discussion on the life of humanity, the life that we live in, and how we have been chosen to live this life, who we are, and who we are. Join us again next Friday, same time, Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator, and invite others to join with you. I salam alaikum.
One who would enjoy the ride. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one.